Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We ask that you would just Be patient as we are connecting with Pastor Scott, who is having a difficult time connecting with our internet as well as the blog line. So that if you would just please be patient as we can try to connect with him and get him online so that he can share his message for this evening. Amen. Let me see if I can connect that number. This is the first time we've had a problem like this also. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, we're looking at it is calling or dialing the number, and it says the call has failed. We're trying to connect with Pastor Scott, Pastor Derek Scott, so that he can come on, and he is a speaker for this evening out of Warren, Ohio. Amen. And as we're waiting for him to connect, we're going to, I'm going to see if I can call him and if he can connect another way. Again, this is the first time we've had a problem with anyone trying to connect with us. Fathers, we come before your throne of grace. Lord, we come before you asking for your guidance and your directions. Father, we pray that no weapons that are formed against us shall prosper. Lord, we know, Heavenly Father, that anytime there is confusion, Heavenly Father, the enemy is present. And Lord, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you would just allow us to be able to get through this this podcast, Heavenly Father, with no interruptions. We pray that our brother, our speaker who is coming on this evening, will be able to connect with us so that he can come on and share his message for this evening. Father, we ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. 631, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. We're having a difficult time trying to get our speaker on this evening. It's the first time in a while we've had any difficult. He's having a difficult time getting through. So,
okay.
I am really trying to connect. Is there anything that you would like to share, with our audience? We're in New York right now. Anything that you would like to share with our audience?
Well, just for the body of Christ and all of us to just be very prayerful, because these are very uncertain and trying times. We know what's going on, not just in the atmosphere, but within our nation, and we have to be very watchful. The Bible says always to watch as well as pray, and we should be in season and out of season, not only praying to God, but also praising God, because he is yet in control, and we don't have to fear. He said the Bible says men's heart will fail because of fear. But we who believe in God will not fear, because he is our Savior. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That is absolutely so true. I am going to, I guess I'm just going to have to kind of wing my way through this until he can come on. And I would like, I'm just pulling out something right now, speaking about the promises of God.
Okay.
The promises of God. God, our promises, a Savior. And we're coming from Luke 1:26-38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered on what sort of greeting this might be. The angel mm-hmm. said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be the great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will mm-hmm. reign over the house of David forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child will be born and will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And in this is the sixth month of her who she said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. And again, from those of you that have just tuned in, even by internet, we apologize for the distractions trying to connect. We have Pastor Scott, who has also authored a number of books, coming on to speak to us. He's been having a difficult time getting on, and he's not on now. So I am going to just go through this scripture, Luke 1:26-38, and we're just going to have a dialogue as we go through this. And when he comes on, I am going to just move on over into Warren, Ohio, and let him take over. Amen?
Amen, amen. Amen.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the first thing I'd like to pull out is that God has a way of using, there's numbers that represent certain things. And mm-hmm. the first thing I want to look at is the number six. 6 months. And 6 months was when God, 7th day is the day of rest. Every 3 days, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and there mm-hmm. are numbers that represent the Trinity. There are numbers that represent God. And I'm assuming that my favorite numbers are 3, 6, and 7. 3, 6, and 7. And I just have attached myself to those numbers, for years, 4 years.
Wow.
And still do. But I look here, it says, in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Meaning that God was going to send the Son, Jesus Christ, through Mary.
Hmm.
She's going to have a son, which is not going to be the normal son that women bear. God is going to use her to bring forth a son, which is Jesus Christ, and everything was done through the Spirit. So when it says, and a woman of God, when you want to come in, we have to do a dialogue going through this. So if you want to come in at any time, just jump right on in. Amen?
Okay, amen.
And the blessed thing was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one." And I'd like to point out the key, one of the words here, favored one.
Mm.
Greetings, favored one. Favored, when we look at favored, means it is someone who is, favored is someone who is looked upon as having more privileges
mm-hmm.
or having something special over everyone.
Special.
Else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Special. So that's mm-hmm. the first thing I look at. It says, "Greetings, favored one." identified her and let her know that she was favored. Favored. Mm-hmm. And then the other one I'd like to look at is the word one. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
One. Even though that we use that terminology, I think it has a special meaning here when it says favored one. Favored means special, as you stated, and also one meaning only one.
Right.
Only one.
Mm-hmm.
Not more than one, but only one. Favored one. That's the one thing that stands out.
Mm-hmm.
And as we move on, it says the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Favored, only one, the Lord is with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coming
right.
up and go ahead.
No, I was going to say what I like about that. Favored one, she was favored, the one that was favored for this particular assignment. For this particular assignment, she was favored to bring in the Savior of the world. Now, okay, Jesus is King. He is still alive today. But listen to this, body of Christ, and those that are listening that could hear us. Favored one, God has made you a favored one. There is an assignment on your life that only you could do. That makes you
Amen.
Favored as well.
Amen.
This radio broadcast, Elder John and Dr. Suzanne, is favored for this particular broadcast because this
Amen.
Is their assignment.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
So God has his favorites and his favored one. Whoever
Amen.
Comes, you know, one thing about the Lord that I love about God, he will make it, with all the billions of people in the world that he looks after, he comes to you especially. He
Amen.
Comes to an individual and lets them know you are special to me. And the
Amen.
Assignment
Amen.
That I have on your life is special.
Amen.
I just wanted
Hallelujah.
To just say that.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to
Hallelujah.
Just point that out. But we're going to go right back to what you're saying, Elder John, you know, about
Hallelujah.
Mary. Because
252, would you like to make a comment? I don't know who that number that is.
Mm-hmm.
Area code 252. Area code 252. Your mic is hot. You're on. Amen.
Don't
I'm
be
not
shy.
Hearing anything. Okay.
You're right.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
And as we move on, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just pray with you. Now, just keep in mind, the Lord does extraordinary things through ordinary people, just as you were saying.
Yes.
Let me
yes.
say this again. The Lord does extraordinary things through
That's
ordinary
good.
People. Amen.
Amen.
The story is just it's more so like a narrative of God's grace being met with a response of living. Of life-giving faith. Life-giving faith. Life-giving faith. So when you hear in terms of Mary conceiving a child, that's life-giving giving
I like
faith.
That.
Mm-hmm. And the story is this whole narrative is woven into a narrative, and it's more so encouragement for us. To submit
mm-hmm.
to God's will.
Amen.
So even when it appears, when it seems like something is problematic in our lives at the moment,
mm-hmm.
our response, and this is just what you were saying, woman of God, our response is to trust in the Lord and his promises.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever you're going through, our response should be to trust in the Lord, amen, in his promises, and God's promises. God has a promise. He's made a promise to each and every one of us. And what he wants us to do is to be faithful, have that life-giving faith, and to trust and believe that he is going to fulfill his promises. So no matter whatever you go through, my brother, my sister, you can make it through, amen.
Amen.
Through God,
Amen.
Through the grace of God, you can make it through. We can make it through. Amen? No matter what
Amen.
It looks like out there, no matter what it looks like around you, we can make it through because God has given that promise. He said that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Amen?
Amen.
You believe it. I'm foolish enough to believe that. Any comment?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It's good.
Now,
we've
heard the story many times. We've heard this story over and over again about Mary. Amen? And beginnings are important. Just keep that in mind. Beginnings are important. They serve almost like as beginnings is almost like it frames what our character and our response should be in situations or decisions that we have to make. And knowing that through God anything is possible. Through God anything is possible. Think about the announcement to Mary, how she must have felt at that moment. Think about how she, when the angel came to Mary, think about that response. Amen? Think about that response. So let's move on as we continue here. And it says, and it came to her, and he came to her and said, greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed. She was very confused. You know, she was very confused. She was much perplexed by his words and pondered on what sort of greeting this might be. She pondered on what sort of greeting this might be. When I look at that and I think of that, I think about when God speaks to us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring it home. When God speaks to us, what type of response do we need? Do we believe that God is speaking? Or do we believe, or do we begin, or are we like Mary, perplexed?
Mm-hmm.
Perplexed.
Amen,
what
perplexed.
What the message mm-hmm. is? What the message is for? Is it for me? You know, we begin to start to question, you know, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, because by human nature, we begin to start to question things. We ask questions. Well, Lord, is it me that you want to send? Lord, are you going to work through? Are you going to work through me? Are you going to help me through this situation? Questions, questions, questions. And God has already spoken to us. He's already given us His promises.
That's good.
Listen, reason is the Word of God, and He's already given us His promises through the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Any comment?
This is good.
It is good.
But she was perplexed by his words and pondered on what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, mm-hmm. for you have found favor with God. And just like the woman of God had just said to you, to those who are listening, He's telling you the same thing. Don't be afraid of him. Don't be afraid
mm-hmm.
of God. Don't be afraid of your father.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear him saying also, he's saying that you have found favor with God. Let me tell you something. When you are obedient, when you join the right thing, when you are following God's word, when you know that you know that you know that you know who God is without a shadow of a doubt, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that God says the same thing. He's saying that he has found favor in you. He's found
Amen.
Favor in me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So for those of you
Amen.
Who are listening, you have been going through your trials, you've been walking the journey, and you're asking yourself, how long do I have to go through this journey? And
Amen.
I want to tell you something. Listen, the journey that we're going through, that you may be walking right now, that you're going through, God has got your back. I heard another minister say that. God got your back. And he's saying
And he's saying to you and he's saying to me, do not be afraid. Because how old are these believers? Now, the question is, when God is saying that, how do we respond? Mm-hmm. Do we truly believe? Now, let's think about the situation that we're in. That situation that you or I may be in. Do we believe it? When God says, I will always be with you.
Mm-hmm.
What type of response do we have? Are we thinking? Do we believe what God says? Amen? So I just want to leave it there. And it's almost like when Mary was here, she was very confused when the angel came to her, and she was pondered. She pondered. And God said to her, and the angel said to her, Mary, you have found favor with God. And we can keep going. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine what she was going through when the angel said, talk to her like that?
Wow.
I'm talking about human nature. Come on with me now. I'm talking about what we go through. You know, when we are situations are coming that we don't understand.
Amen.
We're talking about things that we go through that we don't understand, and then trying to rationale with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear it. And the angel said, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What about you, my brother, my sister? When God speaks to you and tells you what to do, do you respond immediately? Mm-hmm. Or do you take what's being said for granted, that it may not be for you?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's true.
Just a thought. I'm talking about human nature. I'm talking about human nature. We're just human.
Mm-hmm.
We're just human, trying to become more spiritual. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's basic. Let's just face it. We're human. And we're trying to be more spiritual. And as we move on, it says, and it goes on and it says, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will be great.
Mm-hmm.
Who's he? We're talking about Jesus Christ. We're talking about the Son of God. We're talking about the Most High. We're talking about the King of Kings. We're talking about the living water.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a number of names that we can call him the great I am. There's a number of names that we can call him, and it all narrows down to one name, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm.
My brothers and my sisters, imagine when you're going through a situation and you're talking about the Most High. And when you go through the situation, Lord, listen, sometimes all you have to do is just say, Jesus.
That's right.
No less. All you have to do is just, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about the name Jesus.
Of Jesus. Mm-hmm.
There's something about that name. Amen?
Mm-hmm. That's above every name. Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
That demons and every situation has to step back or stand still, because that name, when we speak it out of our mouth, just Jesus. You know, if it looked like we done accident, we just missed the accident, and we said, oh, Jesus. Or, I mean, that name in itself calls on the angels to protect us. That name in itself calls on cancer to dry up. That name in itself calls on deliverance from drug addicts to just be delivered from it. I'm telling
Amen.
You, the name of Jesus.
Like Amen.
Elder John is saying, the name of Jesus is so
Amen.
Powerful in itself. Just to call
Amen.
On the name. My God.
Amen. 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 And I want to share this with you. There's something that I just said that I'm here that I just want to read. And we're looking at terms of the map. And we're talking about, it says, it has been a GPS navigation system in the first century. One might have had trouble calling up a route to Nazareth. It is a village of about 800 to 1,500 people. It was never mentioned in the Old Testament, nor in any other writings up to the time of the gospel narrative. Located in the hill country of Galilee, it was situated on the tribal boundaries of Zebulun. Nazareth was not at the center of the action of the part of the world. This Nathanael's word in John, and if you want to look at it, John 1:46, and it says, "So our story starts in the obscurity of the expected places." And in John 1:46, it talks about that. I was just looking here and just reading this part, what it was talking about. And let's move on. You know, the gate, we're talking about, you know, angel, we're talking about, for those of you who just came on, we're talking about the angel, Gabriel, came to meet Mary, and he called her the favored one. Now, I want to point out that in some translations in some Bibles, rather than favorite one, it might say full of grace. That term, full of grace, it may have in some translations. And what it means is, it's saying that it's God's choice. It was his choice to give birth to the Savior. It was his choice to choose her to give birth to the Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Any comments?
That's good.
Any comments? Let's move on. And
like
as we move
that.
On, we move on, and he talks about in terms of he's going to be most high, the Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David. Amen. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom, and of his kingdom, there will be no end. And of
Amen.
His kingdom, there will be no end. Now, let me stop there and talk about that. Of his kingdom, there will be
no end.
Amen.
Amen.
When I look at that, and when I interpret that, when it says no end, meaning that there's no end. It's never going to end. It's never going to end. So we're talking about eternity.
Yes.
Did you say that?
Yes.
Eternity?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what we are here trying to do? What we're to get to heaven, heaven, a place where there is no sickness, heaven, a place where there is no confusion, heaven, a place where you don't have to worry about being hungry, heaven, my Lord, eternity, meaning that there are no wants, there are no wants. You'll find that people find faith, that people of faith, like those who are the believers, find inspiration in Mary's response. Why was it that they look at her response? Because her response was of obedience. Her response was of obedience. She didn't question. She said, well, show me some proof. Show me some proof. You're saying that I am going to conceive the Most High. Give me some more information. You know how we get. You're going to have to give me some more information because I don't know if I can believe this. I'm already perplexed, but I don't know if I can believe this. But she was humble. She was humble. And the next question might sound, you know, even respectful, but
But Gabriel had to do, he did a lot of talking to convince Mary to accept this call. Amen?
Wow.
If he did, then we don't even know how that was. You know how it is when you have to keep talking and talking and talking to convince someone what you're saying? Come on with me now. You know how when you tell someone something and they just don't hear you, and you got to keep trying it from different angles just so they will believe what you're saying?
Not so true.
Come on with me now. Don't act like I'm in this by myself.
No, you're right. Praise God.
Amen. 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 And Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I am a virgin? There's the question.
Mm-hmm.
There's that humanity coming out. There's that humanity. How can this be since I am a virgin? And I think that was a valid question. Listen, many people today question that. They question that. There's a question there. How can the Holy Spirit conceive? How can conceive a child? Because in our human history, we have to go through a certain process in order to have a child. How can that be? The angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, and it will be holy. He will be called the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
He will be called the Son of God. Amen?
Amen.
He will be called the Son of God. Amen. Any comments? Any comments? No comments? Mary's question about how this could be was a little different than Moses' objection. Amen? Than Moses' objection. Moses' objection, if you remember Moses' objection was, remember what Moses said? I'm not well spoken. I can't speak well.
Mm-hmm.
How can I get this message to the people? I'm hearing noises in the background. There must be 252. Area code 252. Could you mute your phone? Thank you. Amen. Moving forward. I'm looking at the time. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, remember what Jesus said when he was called? How am I going to give this message when I'm not going to speak well?
Mm-hmm.
What about Jeremiah? What about his question? When Jeremiah said, I'm only a youth.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to use me? And I'm only a youth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. That's something.
Recognize what the realities of life in actuality. Can't you recognize the realities of life? And she was overcome by the message and what was going to happen to her.
Mm-hmm.
And notice this, that at no time did Mary object the call. Think
that's
about
good right
no
there.
If Mary objects the call, all she did was focus on her limitation as a human.
That's good right but there. Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen. That's a good point.
Amen. Talk to me. Anybody out there, talk to me.
That's a good point because she didn't reject it. Just in her humanness, she's saying, how could this be? I'm a virgin. I, you know, just like you said, brother, there's a limitation. I know what the natural way is to conceive a man and a woman is to get together. But I like what you said, but she never rejected it. She never rejected what the angel said. She just focused on her limitation.
Amen.
Of it
Amen.
Happening. That's
Amen.
A good point.
Amen. Amen.
She
Amen.
Never rejected. Oh, that's good.
Amen.
That's
Hallelujah.
Good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So it's not by her might. That's that word there. Not by her might or her power, but is by his spirit.
Amen.
Says the Lord. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. Not by
Amen.
Your might, not by your power, but that's good. That's good right there. I'm sorry.
And,
I'm going into my own zone.
And also Amen. How she accepted it. She said, "Be it unto me."
Mm-hmm.
Yep, she accepted
Amen.
It.
Amen. That's that exception. Yep.
Amen.
Be it unto me. Very good.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's good.
And go ahead, my sister. And we stopped at the question, how can this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born and will be holy. So if most people understanding what how did it happen, this key word here is overshadowed. Overshadow is the key.
That's good.
It's a confirmation. Now, we can go back, and that's another topic. You can start talking about in terms of no one is ever seeing God, only the shadow. Only his
that's
shadow.
Good.
That's good. The fact is his shadow. No one can look God in the face.
Yeah.
Because he was too great to look at him.
That's right.
So that key there, when I look at it in terms of, and it says here, and as I said, it was a shadow. And that's what I'm listening to. I'm only reading what the word says. This is not me making this up. I'm just reading the word. It says the Holy
that's
Spirit
good.
Will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. He will be called Son of God. Amen?
Amen.
Any questions? And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And is this the, what number did I say we talked about before that was powerful?
You know what I'm laughing at?
Six? Did I say the six?
Mm-hmm.
You talking about? Here, listen. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month of her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And then Mary said, here I am. And the servant said of the Lord, let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. Then the angel departed from her. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If we are mirroring, think about it. If we're mirroring on faith, think about the responses. If we're mirroring, think about, let's just go back in time and just look. Mirroring on faith, Abraham and Sarah in Genesis 12.
Yes.
Amen? Abraham and Sarah. Remember what happened with Sarah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She conceived it. Yeah.
Holy. Amen? We can use
Amen.
That to mirror what's going on here.
And only Amen. One was able to conceive a child. Mary is ready. At this time, she's ready to set out on the journey. The angel has spoken to her, and she's ready to set out on her journey. Whatever it is, when Gabriel spoke to her and gave her her instructions of what she was going to do, she was ready. She was ready. The only question she had was, how can this be, since I'm a virgin? And after he gave her, explained that to her, there was no more questions. She was ready to set out on her journey. Amen? Mary was ready to set out on her journey. And we looked at one of the unknown destinations was the promises of God's presence. The promises of God's presence to you and to me. The words, here am I. Now, my question to you, those who are listening by internet and those who call in, have you surrendered yourself to Christ? Have you, when God spoke to your spirit and he called you out from the darkness into the light, when your life changed, did you surrender yourself to Christ? Did you turn everything over to him? Did you speak back to him and say, here I am. God, do with me as you choose. Have you surrendered, or were you still holding on to things of the world? Trying to hold on to the spiritual as well as holding on to the world. And you know what they say about that straddling the fence. You know what happens when you're straddling the fence. That's not a good thing. Amen? I would prefer you be hot or cold.
Amen.
But not in between. But not in between.
Amen, amen.
Any comments?
Yeah, I just want to go back to God is so amazing. I just want to go back to Mary and Elizabeth. He took two seemingly impossible things, and he went against the law of human nature to come to Elizabeth, who was past the age of childbearing, to conceive in her old age. Then he went to a virgin who's never experienced a man to conceive. God is amazing. Is there anything too hard for God? He makes the impossible things possible. He gives the promises that he's spoken to them to come to pass. And I'm going to bring that right down to us. We. Hallelujah. How the promises, like brothers talking about, because this is all talking about the promises that God has spoken to you that you think is so impossible to happen, it will happen.
Amen.
Because if God said it, he's not a man that would lie.
Hallelujah.
You know what? His word doesn't go back void. It will accomplish what the word that he's spoken over your life to do.
Amen.
When I think about the Lord God and how he will just come to us, defy all courses of nature to make sure that his promises fulfill in our lives, that's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
That's all I got to say, brother. That's a wonderful thing. I feel like I feel like I want to just say more, but that's a wonderful thing right there. He took two. He took a young woman and an old woman, and showed that there is nothing impossible for me to do. Right there, I will come where you are, and it seems like you're on that drug, and you can't get off that drug. Is there anything impossible for me? No.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
If you're, out there, you're prostituting, if you're out there and you feel like there's no way, God makes ways out of no ways. Because he's faithful. And he'll come right where you are.
Amen. Yes, he
and
will.
And lift you up and bring you out.
Amen.
Yeah.
Every time.
And we're a witness to that fact. Because just because we're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit doesn't mean we don't come up against challenges in our life. But you know what?
Amen.
God is faithful.
Yes,
he's faithful. As the sun rises, mercies, he's faithful.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
yes, he is.
Oh, my God, my God. This is a good subject.
Yes,
the promises of God. Yes and amen.
Very empowering.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
God is good.
Amen. I'm throwing out the question there, you know, to those of you listening by internet and listening by, you know, via phone. And my question is, how strong is your faith? How strong is your faith? And I'm just leaving it out there because only you can answer that. Think about it. We will get in the car and automatically we'll turn the key and automatically our faith believes it is telling us that the car is going to start. We will come in and sit in a chair without inspecting it and automatically our faith tells us that the chair is going to hold our weight. Now, when it comes to Christ, when it comes to your faith, how strong is your faith? So when you're under those situations, when you're under those dark places, when you're in those dark places, how strong is your faith? When you're on that sick bed and the doctor has just given you the worst news you could ever hear, how strong is your faith? How strong is it? When we look here, Luke tells us, in the book of Luke, it tells us that, think about it, Mary, she was no different to us. She was perplexed at the angel's greeting. And she pondered, she thought about what the angel's words meant. Think about you and I. But God is speaking to us. We're thinking about what does it really mean. Is it for me? God is telling you to go forth. Go forth and spread my word. And God, God, are you talking to me? I'm not ready yet. I need to do some more studying, God. I need to go to church more, God. I need. Well, let me tell you something, my brother and sister. God's got everything that you need. And everything that you need is going to come from God. It's going to come from God. So it's not about I. It's not about I. Amen? Get the I out of it. It's not about you. It's not about you. When we look at it, think about it. Think about it. In the book of Luke, he talks about Mary had stored up words of the shepherds when they visited the city and then the house of Simeon, when Jesus presented the stable and then the dedication. It would look, and when we think about it, we look at it, Mary had strong faith. She had to. She had to have a strong faith background. She had to. With all that she heard during that time, think about it. Think about her faith tradition and what it taught her. Think about it. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Faith is not, it's not something that's distinct. It's not something that's foreign. It's not something that you don't have. It's not something that you have to be intellectual about to be able to talk about faith. It's not something that you're going to reflect on. Amen?
faith cannot be, you can't break faith down by reason and deduction. You can't do that. Because God. It says, we don't know God's thoughts. We don't know his ways. We don't know. Amen?
All he wants us to do is believe. He said faith as a mustard seed. Now you don't have to have, you know, it starts like this, just like the brother was saying. You know, if you can believe that chair can hold you, if you can believe that you can turn the ignition and the car starts, put the key in and the ignition and the car starts. When you're faced with that challenging the sickness and disease or that habit, God says, just believe me. Just believe me. And if you feel that your faith is shaken, say, Lord, help my unbelief. And you know what? He'll come right where you are, because that's what the word says. He'll come right where you are. See, God is so kind, so loving. He wants to get the promises to us so badly, so
yes.
badly,
Amen.
so urgently, because he loves
Amen.
Us so just that much.
Amen.
That all
Amen.
We have to do, he says, a faith of a mustard. You know how big a mustard seed is? It's the littlest
yes.
thing in
yes.
of seeds, of herbs or
yes.
whatever. But when it continues to be nurtured and watered, it grows. It
yes.
grows like a tree. So every time
yeah.
that faith is used, like, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you. And then he comes through, not because of anything that we've done, but because we've believed. Not on our own. We
mm-hmm.
believed him. We believed him. And what that does in each experience, that mustard seed has grown into a tree. I'm just going to say that. It has the progress. It progresses, but then it grows into a tree, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
So all he's asking for is to just believe him.
Amen.
And don't get me wrong. Sometimes my faith is tried. But you know what? I come back and say, well, Lord, you did it before. You said you promised to supply all my needs according to your riches and glory.
Amen.
Not all my fleshly wants, but my supply my needs. He knows what we need before we even ask.
Amen.
But he wants
Hallelujah.
Us to ask.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, I'm done.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Hallelujah.
He is so wonderful.
Hallelujah.
He loves us so
Hallelujah.
Much.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh.
Through this story, God continues to work through humankind.
Yeah.
This story is the whole story is to move creation back to its intended condition, to move it
original.
Back to its
yeah.
condition, the original condition. Amen?
Yeah.
And for some of you that's been listening, it's about ordinary people. Ordinary
mm-hmm.
people who have heard God's invitation to be a
yeah.
part of this process. God
mm.
wants you to be a part of this process. Amen? And all you have to do is just welcome the Holy Spirit's gift to a new life. If you don't know him, if you don't have a personal relationship with him, all you have to do is just welcome the Holy Spirit's gift.
Amen.
Believe with your heart, amen. And you can just admit, I don't know what church is near you. Listen, it's not about going to any one church.
Amen.
It's about what's in your heart. It's about your relationship with Christ.
Amen.
Accepting Christ. Amen. And remember, once you come into the fold or the family of Christ, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. And that's what this
Amen.
Whole story is about. That's what this whole story is about. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You want to close it out in prayer, and then you know, and we're going to close it up. We're past the hour.
Say it again.
Mr. Armand.
Yes.
Mr. Armand.
Yes.
Would you
yes.
close it up in prayer? There are a couple of no. I don't know what numbers are here. Who they are? Go ahead, please.
Okay. Praise God. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this word of promise that you've given us tonight. We give you praise and glory for all those that are on the line, that are on the by way of internet, that are listening, dear God. Lord, continue to bless them. Continue to save. Continue to deliver, dear God. For we know that even through these airwaves, you are yet present. Dear Father, being present where they are. Lord, we thank you right now for salvation. For all those that are online, hallelujah, that are even praying now. Lord, bless them, hallelujah, to come into the fold right now. And Lord, those that are sick and challenged with sickness and disease, Lord, we know that you're going to bless them. We know that you're going to heal them. You know, we know that you're going to encourage them because your word and your promises are yea and amen, and your word doesn't go back void. Lord, bless each and every one in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
For those of you tuning on, we author and pastor Derek Scott was supposed to have been on, and there was a problem with him connecting on. I hope we pray that everything is okay in his household, and it was just a connection problem. Amen. But we also thank the Holy Spirit for allowing us to be able to get through this the airwaves and being able to have something to share with you spontaneous. You know, God works in mysterious ways. You know,
He does.
When you're not ready, God can do miraculous things. So we thank each and every one of you for tuning in. We invite you back next week. We have Dr. Morrison. He is also a speaker with Moody, he's involved heavily with Moody, and he's doing some things in terms of getting ready to launch a school as well, but he can tell you that when he comes on next week. But a mighty, mighty man of God, he believes in expository preaching, but he'll be on next Wednesday, so please join us next Wednesday and so you can be a part of this wonderful experience. Pastor Scott, if you're listening, we were sorry that you were not able to connect on, and we're going to be praying for you. We're going to have you back again. Amen. We don't want to miss what God has placed in His heart for us. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Every day is a new beginning. Don't ever forget that. Amen. God bless you.